There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
December the 31st, thus making it important for all of us to look back, reflect on this past year. More importantly, because you can't do anything about what is in the past, to anticipate, do the best we can to move ourselves ahead. I urge you, as you think through whatever is going on today, tonight, tomorrow, the ensuing days, weeks, months of 2015, that you do the best you can to, in every part of your life, be the person that you want to be. I think that's it's an individual, very much an individual choice. And that's my lesson for today. Now, Kenny Kessler and I moving ahead to a discussion. This portion of the program in this hour, as much as we can, digging around into things that are happening today in depth. 888-302-3684 reaches us if you would care to discuss with us what it is that we observe and pass along. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. What is next in the probe of the jet disaster? The debris has been located, bodies have been found, and now it's putting back the pieces of lives that are affected by this. Kenny, what sort of comments do you have? Facial, good day.
On Facial Book, yes.
What do we have there from people who think this is of interest and importance?
Sue says, bring aviation into the 21st century. We need mandatory satellite-supported tracking for planes from the ground.
I don't know that that would have been. I guess to a point. There are all kinds of tracking devices, but in this circumstance, it took them a long time. I don't know. Even if you pinpointed the latitude and longitude, you still, if you're over the ocean, subject currents, the water depth, all of those sorts of things. All right, well, it's an interesting point. What else?
Ken says, excuse me, another Ken says, there's so much that is more important than this missing plane. It's sad that it probably crashed and all aboard are dead, but does this really affect us in the United States?
That's an excellent point, and I agree with it 100%. I'm so tired of the news media making fools of all of us, and that's we are receptors of this. My job is to discuss what's in the news. That's what a news talk radio program and the stations this program is on are mostly news talk radio stations. And so as a result of that, the essence of what we talk about is what the collective, I can't go out and cover the news. I don't have a staff of people. I take 14, 15 different sources each day, and so does Kenny, and they aren't the same, and browse around to see what's happening. And it happens that in this case, this AirAsia jet situation is at the top of every, I look across my screen right here, every single one of them, the top story, no matter whether it's a Reuters or an AP, whether it's NBC, CBS, CNN, ABC, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, Boston Globe, LA Times, them all, and they all are focused on this. Why? There isn't one American involved in this. And the best I knew, Kenny, was there any American life lost on this plane?
So.
No. So what is so what are we getting ourselves so wrapped up in this for, other than the sensationalism of looking at a plane that's painted red and goes down into the ocean and scare the hell out of everybody who wants to get on an airplane? Oh, I wonder if we're going to crash today. Yeah, it's nonsense. You're right, madam. What else, Kenny?
Cindy says, I will never fly in an Airbus. There's too much automation. They have a mind of their own.
Okay, guess I get through to that person. They are crap cans. They are. All right, what else?
One more. Jack says, at least with this one, they can recover bodies and give the families closure, unlike the last one that just disappeared into nowhere.
Yes. Okay, so now that we have the sentiment of people who are listening, at least some of it anyway, the focus on the pictures you'll see today are bloated bodies, oh my God, cameras, video, the debris, all that stuff. And then the story reads, will painfully end the mystery of AirAsia Flight 8501. Got lost with this stuff. The interesting thing, people are highlighting the fact that it was a low-cost carrier. Every region of the world has low-cost carriers. Started here in America by Southwest 37, 38, 39 years ago. And it spread around Ryanair in Europe. There's no low-cost carrier in Russia. I think I've told the story when I flew into Kiev not into Moscow, but Kiev was amazing. The airport was falling apart, literally. And there were, at least we counted them. It was a beautiful sunny day when I landed at the Kiev airport, which is in Ukraine, for those of you who don't know. Part of the Soviet Union then. The runway was littered with planes that had crashed. There were about 34, 35 planes on either side of the runway. And I saw one guy as I was getting off the plane with a torch, cutting some stuff off of a plane that had crashed to put into another plane. So the whole reality there is different than it is here. And we find that true with most all of our circumstances. All right, so up next, John Tennant, who's a reporter with Al Jazeera. More details on the crash. That's next here on Doug's Good Day.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/New Year for details.
Thanks for calling Consolidated Credit Counseling Services. Can I help you?
I sure hope so. I'm in debt.
Is it credit card bills?
Yes. I have two credit cards that I'm making minimum payments on and another that I'm behind on. I owe about $5,000.
What interest rates are you paying?
Between 18 and 22%.
At that rate, it'll take over 20 years to pay off.
Wow. 20 years?
What Consolidated Credit can do is work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. You should be able to pay everything off in 3 or 4 years.
What do I have to do?
Just give me some details. And get ready to celebrate your freedom from debt.
We're Consolidated Credit. We're here to give you freedom from debt. Call now for your free consultation.
If I had known it was this easy, I would have called years ago.
Call 1-800-897-8374. 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation, Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031.
The American Veterans Center. A nonprofit organization preserving and protecting the oral histories of our veterans. Like Major Kurt Lee. Wounded in the Korean War, Major Lee stole a Jeep from a MASH unit to return to the front lines to lead his men. The American Veterans Center records stories like these and catalogs them at the Library of Congress for all Americans. Veterans are the backbone of our country, and their legacy should never be forgotten or rewritten. Please donate generously this month to help preserve our veterans' legacy at AmericanVeteransCenter.com.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I have John Tourette with us, who is a correspondent for Al Jazeera. Been covering a lot of stories like these search and rescue operations. John, welcome to Good Day. What do you sense from information that you're getting about the bodies being found and pieces of the plane? Doesn't look like there's any doubt this is where the plane went down, right?
No, Doug, good morning. I mean, they said from the get-go, the Indonesian authorities were pretty certain that this plane was on the bottom of the sea. And now, 48 hours or so after it went missing, we have what appears to be the evidence. They are finding life jackets. They found an emergency door, which they think comes from Flight 8501. And most crucially, it's gone down where they thought it had gone down, in fairly shallow water in the Java Sea. And they're reporting being able to see a shadow, which looks like the fuselage of an aircraft. So it would kind of imply that the plane went in reasonably intact. However, we're getting reports of, and I'm looking at various agencies here, some with 6, 7, maybe as many as 40 bodies are being recovered now. And the USS Samson, which is part of the 7th Fleet, which is based in Guam and in Japan, it's an Airlie Burke class destroyer that's been deployed to the area, originally to help with the search and rescue operation, and now to pick up debris and bodies. Unfortunately. So it's very, very grim. And the news we're getting from Indonesia and from Singapore, but particularly from Indonesia, Surabaya, where the plane took off from early Sunday morning, is that the relatives who've been waiting for news are now so devastated by this that they're collapsing in the airport and having to be taken off by stretcher. So it's all very, very sad indeed. Unfortunately, people waking up this Tuesday morning to very grim news again involving an Asian airline.
Well, the Asian airline, the growth of air traffic in this area, I was just talking, I don't know if you heard me before you went on, discussing how many planes, there are 28 planes manufactured and sent off every week by the four major manufacturers of airplanes in the world, and they're mostly going to Asia. Go ahead.
What you say is absolutely right. I mean, the whole Asian aviation industry is still massively expanding, whereas ours here at home in the United States, of course, is a legacy industry now, and it's indeed consolidating. We've seen lots of major airlines coming together in the last couple of years in order to trim costs, and that's also true to a certain extent in Europe, where the industry is a legacy industry. But in Asia, no, it's still expanding, and it's been going on for the best part of the last 20 years. And there are several issues with this. One is that the industry is expanding. Two is that there's a long way to go in Asia before they reach anything like capacity in terms of the number of airliners and airlines that they can have and passengers that they can carry. But then also, unlike in the United States and unlike in Europe, there is a very big question mark over some of these countries. And Malaysia, which is where this plane was based, one of the issues with Malaysia and other Asian countries is whether or not they actually really have the infrastructure and the knowledge and the know-how to be able to handle air traffic on the scale that it is growing. That's part of the issue here. Now, having said that, this airline, Asia Air, is a very, very good airline. It's a low-cost operator. It's based in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. It's run by a guy called Tony Fernandez, or at least he was the founder. And he has tweeted out, I noticed, in the past couple of minutes here, he's just saying, my heart is filled with sadness for all the families involved in QC 8501. On behalf of Air Asia, my condolences to all. Words cannot express how sorry I am. And he will feel that way because this has been a good airline up until this point, Doug.
Well, there are the whole business. I have my own feelings about the quality of the aircraft being used and all that stuff. That's something for another day, a longer discussion.
Well, I mean, the thing is, this was an Airbus A320-200. That's made in Toulouse in France, part of the Airbus Industry Corporation, big rival for Boeing, as you know.
Right. Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, generally speaking, these aircraft are very, very robust. They can take the kind of weather that it was apparently flying through. So something else must have happened.
Well, that'll come out as a further investigation takes place. John Tourette from Al Jazeera, thanks.
Thank you. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Songs from this week.
What year are we talking about here?
1980.
Oh, wow. Is the big year, starting with The Boss.
What a great song this is.
This tour was my first Bruce concert.
Really?
That I went to, yeah.
Amazing. And this guy can still sing the way he does at his age. All these songs take great energy. He's got hundreds of things that he sings with the same energy.
Yep. From this week in 1980, the top five tunes for you in review, starting with the Bruce and Hungry Heart. Number four belongs to Kenny Rogers. What a contrast here.
I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you.
This is a puker.
You have made
me what I am.
This is not a puker, Doug Steffen. This is a great song.
You like this song?
This guy was on top of the world for a couple of years. There wasn't. I mean, he still is, but
yeah, no, messed up his face.
He just—he had every TV shows. He was just movies, music.
Knew how to do it.
Number three during this week in 1980 belongs to Neil Diamond.
Another one that was up there.
Yeah. Love on the Rocks.
Biggest a puker about Jennifer.
Ain't no surprise. Wow, what a sad.
This is a puker.
Sad for me, maybe.
I mean, at least it's good stuff.
Right. Before or after he did the solo, the duo with Barbara Streisand?
After all the time.
Number two is Leo Sayer.
Do you mean to make me cry? Am I just another guy?
I like this. I always liked him.
He's good, yeah.
Tell great stories of music.
Now it's music to get your teeth drilled. by, but
more than I can say was number two during this week. What kind of dentist do you go to?
I mean, they all play.
What's
this
play? Elevator music.
Elevator.
This
music.
Is an elevator.
Oh, this song got an elevator music.
Oh, come on.
Oh, please.
Yeah,
please.
This comes right after Yesterday and before Beyond the Long and Winding Road.
The elevator called. It wants it. Yeah. It wants its tune back.
It's the top five this week in 1980. Number one.
Speaking of the Beatles.
I think this was last year, wasn't it, if I remember correctly?
It was his last number one.
Yeah, it was number one. As he was killed in 1980. John Lennon. Come on, Richie, crank this up, will you please? An invitation.
You see that whack job Yoko Ono out a few months ago screaming in the middle of a museum trying to call it art?
We don't pay much attention to her.
I have no idea what she was attempting
just
to do.
Just like starting over. So the top five from this week in 1980, Bruce Springsteen, Hungry Heart, Kenny Rogers, Lady Number 4, Neil Diamond's Love on the Rocks is 3, Leo Sayer, More Than I Can Say, and then John Lennon. Yesterday, the number one song from whatever, it was 1970, I think, Harrison's My Sweet Lord was number one yesterday, wasn't it, from this week in 1970? So we moved it ahead by a decade. For your listening and dancing pleasure, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In the next half hour, Dr. Jack goes backwards and forwards, and we talk about whether mother's intuition is real here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Tuesday. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8255 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
GCN. Proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No! Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Change at the hour as the Doug Steffen New Year's Eve program. It's not a party, it's a program aimed at giving you updates on what's going on in depth in this hour. That's how we've been doing this for about a year in this hour of the Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I here at your service and on your side with the discussions of approbative. It's an approbate. When he says, that's an approbate. Did you know that?
Affirmative.
Yes. That too. So, medical world, something that is one of the big focus. I never have gotten that right. Is it focus or foci? It's the focus. We have a number of focuses, but it never feels comfortable to say focuses. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
No comfort.
Neither sounds right. Focuses, no. Foci.
All right. So, the main item of interest many times on this program is your health, your well-being, medical news, medical advice. Thus, I have four people who appear on the program at least once a week. They are Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, who interprets a lot of the medical news that Dr. Ken Kronhaus presents to us. He's a traditional Ivy League sort of trained doctor that's on with me probably more than anybody else. But Shanahoff doesn't poke holes in some of the studies or theories, but comes close. Let's put it that way. There's always the yin and the yang, right? I believe that everybody should be served here. Everybody should have a point of view or their point of view represented. So some of you believe in traditional medicine and think it's the cat's meow. Swell. Some of you think that the new age medicine, which is really the old age, is the best. That's fine. And then there are blended physicians. And so I have Bruce Shanahoff, Jack Stockwell, Ron Hoffman, and Ken Kronhaus on the program at least once a week talking about how what is going on in the world. For example, the Ebola outbreak. Researchers have traced the outbreak's origin to a hollow tree where infected bats lived in a small village in Guinea. How that happens, haven't the slightest idea. I'm sure people will dig around it and try to explain how anybody's using a hollow tree where infected bats might live. You can use your imagination and let it run wild, because as I saw that, that's exactly what happened in my mind. A hollow tree with infected bats. Yeah, all right. So, therefore, the door's not closed on where it started. But you get a sense, because someone brought this to my attention, and I don't remember, Kenny, whether it was Bruce that brought this to our attention or not, or whether I read it someplace or picked it up and started thinking about malaria and how malaria, which is the disease of the Ebola is the designer disease of the year. Malaria is the disease of the century. More people die of malaria than anything else in the world. Did you know that? That and diarrhea. They don't die from heart disease. In America, they do. But around the rest of the world, they don't. They don't die from cancer. In America, they do, but not around the rest of the world. In terms of numbers, people in Africa never get cancer. They die of dysentery. They don't have clean water. They don't have clean food. That's how, if you go to South Africa, yeah, they die more of heart disease and stuff because they have a Western diet. But in the core areas of Africa, and that can be said, by the way, for the core areas of Australia, the core areas of South America, those people don't die from the same diseases that we do. Those diseases are irrelevant there unless the people have been westernized. Western living food habits kill you faster than pretty much anything else unless you're exposed to things like malaria or dysentery, diarrhea, that sort of thing. So anyway, the point is that since the Ebola outbreak, about 7,000, I think the latest count is 7,400, 7,500 people have died. 10 times that many people have died on the equator around the world of malaria in the same time period. Yet, nobody's paying attention. In fact, a lot of the money that's been used by the UN, for example, and some of the countries where they have a little money set aside to help in these areas, all that money has been redirected to fighting Ebola. So more people are dying of malaria than has been the case pretty much in recent memory. So that this sort of thing that I believe is one of the important medical stories of the year, not Ebola necessarily, even though that's what you're going to see. Look at Time Magazine, the Ebola fighters. Where the hell are the malaria fighters? It's like we talk about the number of people killed in airplane crashes. About 700 people have been killed this year in airplane crashes. Maybe 740, 750, somewhere in that vicinity. Too bad? Sad? Yep, big headlines. Big plane crashes to ground. Or plane disappears, nobody can find it. That kind of stuff. But in the meantime, 1.2 million people have died around the planet this year in automobile accidents. Where's that headline? Where's that information? Get my drift here? I just think that almost sport to look at some of these things and see the reason for the information being presented to you versus the reality of what's really going on, what's really the news. There's a story floating around, but you won't see much of it. I belong to the National Farmers Union because I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And one of the big things that will affect your health and well-being this year isn't on anybody's mind. The United States Department of Agriculture had plans to allow Argentinian beef to come into America, even though there's a serious problem with foot and mouth disease in Argentina. Do you think we got any inspect? No. We're going to inspect all our meat, but we're not going to inspect the Argentinian beef. You see what I'm talking about? That kind of stuff.
Crazy.
Isn't it crazy? Yeah. Every day there's more of this BS. So that'll affect your health more than anything else if you eat that beef. Speaking of beef, can we move beef to Bush? Former President George Bush was released from the hospital, went home to rest, 90 years old, taken by ambulance to the hospital a week ago for precautions because he has had a shortness of breath lately. So I like it. The Father Bush, I'm glad that he's okay. That's part of the briefing here. All right, so you get to Jack Stockwell, who has a focus on two or three things that I think you'll find quite curious as the focus on medical information as we end the year and look forward to the new year. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of that today from a lot of different programs if they actually have a live host. So anyway, Jack up next here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information equal housing lender license law 56 and number 33.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order Genucel right now. Genucel is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order Genucel today. 800-543-9262.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Well, congratulations. You just purchased a new pair of shoes. Yep, they're doing pretty good. Now, the question you have to ask yourself is, what pair of shoes are you going to replace? Now, that is usually a very hard thing to do because as we look at our shoe closets, we've got old shoes that are there because there's really nothing that we're going to replace because there was nothing really wrong with the shoes that are up there. We just got tired of doing the same thing each and every time, so we decided to buy something new. You know what you call that? You call it change. And it's really a simple thing to do when we buy shoes. We either improve what we have, we obsolete something else. The same thing in our lives. Change is so good, you just proved it to yourself. So here's what I want you to do. Pick something that you've been using for a long, long time. Get rid of it. Could be a habit or a personality trait. And simply change. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
The American Veterans Center, a nonprofit organization preserving and protecting the oral histories of our veterans, like Major Kurt Lee, wounded in the Korean War. Major Lee stole a Jeep from a MASH unit to return to the front lines to lead his men. The American Veterans Center records stories like these and catalogs them at the Library of Congress for all Americans. Veterans are the backbone of our country, and their legacy should never be forgotten or rewritten. Please donate generously this month to help preserve our veterans' legacy at AmericanVeteransCenter.com.
Hi, Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has just amazing things in the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. He and his wife, what does CGP stand for after her name, by the way?
Certified GAPS practitioner.
What is a GAP practitioner?
What's the GAP diet. Come on.
Yes. Oh,
the
GAP diet. She just got back from presenting two case studies before the developer of GAPS, Dr. Natasha McBride from Cambridge, England, herself. She invited Mary to come and present case studies.
All right. So then the real question.
Can we call my mom back?
Let's call Mary. Yes. I want to know for, now Mary is quite a bit younger than you are, and I want to know whether you married her because of her knowledge or because you really loved her because she was really something special.
Well, loved her because she was really something special.
Really?
What is number he one. Say?
Number two.
Yes.
And
she's a lot smarter than you are, Mary. You know
of
that,
knowledge.
Right?
Oh, my goodness, I'm alive today because of her.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to get that straight. Whenever I go to Jack's office, I'm much happier to sit with Mary and have her do that, whatever that thing that she does, so that you can figure out what's going on with my liver. I always want to know that. It's important. The Forbidden Doctor newsletter, though. Seriously, it is really packed full of important information. You won't find
the latest one just came out.
Yep, right. So you can sign up for it at jackstockwell.com. All right, so Jack's going to go through. So I said, Jack's always wanted to know what I want to talk about. So I sent him an email an hour ago, and I said, okay, we're going to talk about the big news of 2014. So he sends me back an email. What? You don't want to talk about the CDC admitting the flu vaccine is worthless? That the CDC is closely monitoring Ebola cases in America and they don't admit it? What was the big story? I don't care what the number one. I want you to tell us what the number one story is. I didn't
number
tell you
one,
what was the big story.
Number one story, Dr. Dennis Goodman is professor of medicine at NYU.
Yeah.
I'm going to quote, it's just two sentences. You need a balance of all kinds of fats, even saturated, from whole food sources.
Really?
The best sources of saturated fat includes eggs from pasture-raised chickens, grass-fed beef and dairy, including butter.
Right.
That's
butter.
The best. They
no
finally
margarine?
Admitted it. No. You get rid of that stuff.
Okay.
You know, it's like
it's PVC, but they make pipe from
that's it.
The same stuff that margarine's made.
And it's the reason why Napoleon succumbed at Waterloo. It's why he couldn't conquer Moscow.
Yeah.
It's because he got his chemists to develop something that they could slather on
and
bread.
For all this time, I thought it was because he had lint in his navel and he lost.
No. It's his chemists developed margarine. They didn't call it margarine, but they tried to imitate butter because they couldn't keep butter in freezing conditions and to utilize it. So they created margarine, and that's what destroyed Napoleon's army at Waterloo.
Where
their arteries were clogged.
Meet your Waterloo.
There you go.
The big story of the year is from your perspective. Fats are okay.
It was even on the front page of one of the Time magazine issues about 2 or 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
What we told you was all wrong is what it says right across
really?
The front of the page.
They're better than
sure?
okay, right?
What we told you was all wrong, signed Barack Obama. Barack Obama's health care law will double for millions of you the cost of insurance. The cost of health care insurance next year when you get your premium will be about half. I'm sorry, about half again what you're paying now. So that'll be a lot to look forward to. That'll be the big story of 2015. All right, so now resolutions. Let's talk about practical resolutions that you think people can actually keep, or what should they keep in mind? Because always dietary things, health things, they're always, always, always in the list of things that people resolve to be better about in the next year.
Yeah, and they always take too much to start with. I mean, they always make unrealistic resolutions that will last, an hour or two until somebody shows up with a whole box of chocolates.
Right.
So what you do is you just, the resolutions, and these are my resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
All carbs are to stay under 60 grams a day. So
what would that equal? Let's take a break. Okay, how much is 60 grams?
Well, you figure a slice of white bread is about 18 to 20, depending on how thick.
So three slices of bread.
Three slices of white bread.
Or some kind of pasta.
A quarter cup of pasta or something like that.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot more fats. Yeah. A lot more fats in the sense of cream, cheese, things like that.
Two.
Number two, scented products have got to be thrown away.
What's an example of a scented?
Anything that says fragrance on the package.
Why?
These are almost all, they're almost always what are known as phthalates.
Phthalates.
Yes, PTH. And they are endocrine disruptors.
Really?
They cause low sperm count.
Does that go for colognes and aftershave?
Absolutely.
Stuff? Really?
If it says fragrance, that's a cover word.
All right, get rid of all that stuff. All right, number three.
Keep all your ambient temperatures, you're in the wintertime, between 60 and 65. It stimulates the brown fat mitochondria to burn more fat.
All right, keep your temperatures in the house, 60 to 65, workplace as well. Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out his website, jackstockwell.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It wasn't the airplanes. It was beauty killed the beast.
I'm rolling along. Yes, rolling along. And I'm quitting the blue of the world. I'm
there's only one creature capable of leaving a footprint that size.
Hi, this is a movie that's been made three times, Chucker, right?
Three times, Doug.
Three times this movie has been made. That's a series of clips from the latest making of King Kong, which turned out to be the number one movie this week in 2005. Al Jolson from 1934. Can you imagine? I'm Sitting on Top of the World, first recorded in the 1930s, and they used it in 2005 for the movie King Kong, the remake. So, I'm trying to remember who played the female lead, and I can't remember.
Naomi Watts.
That's it. I know Richie played King Kong, but I didn't remember who was the lady. All right, so that's a me. musical retrospective and a movie retrospective. What did you start to say?
I was going to say that, that there was a terrific two-hour movie in that film. Unfortunately, it was 3.5 hours. It's very bloated. A lot of good stuff, though.
Right.
I'm partial to the 76 version with Jeff Bridges and Jessica Lange and Charles Grodin. I know that's been critically maligned over the years, but I really enjoy that one.
Hmm. All right. So there you have it. Chucker's review of movie Oldham. Now we have movie Newdom in a moment with the interview still turning heads and people talking about it. We'll get to that and other movie news in just a moment here on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Call off the lender license office in state and number 3030.
Chuck Curry is our movie man. Check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. You can find out more about him, too, by going to the guest column, not guest, actually, but contributors column at DougStephan.com. So the film has earned $15 mil from digital rentals and downloads. So video on demand may be the secret to otherwise movies that go straight to DVD. Do you think that's part of what's going to happen here, Tucker?
Well, there's a lot of articles written yesterday, I noticed. Most consensus says that the studios absolutely still need movie theaters.
Yeah.
This is a weird sort of hybrid experiment that happened by accident. But I would say this. I think if the studios had their way, they would love to play their movies in movie theaters for 3 weeks and then release them in every format. I believe the window right now is about 72 days before a feature film hits some sort of digital format, which is a lot closer than it was, say, 15, 20 years ago, which was a six-month window minimum. So it's getting closer and closer. So people like going to the movies. Don't worry. Theaters are not going to disappear, but the window between movie theaters and any other source you want to watch that film is shrinking as we speak. One movie news item of interest, Doug, there was a strong rumor on the Internet yesterday of a possible Han Solo spin-off film over at Disney with the possibility of actor Aaron Paul, who co-starred in the hit TV show Breaking Bad, playing the younger version of that character made famous by Harrison Ford in the Star Wars franchise. So if you did have Han Solo, you'd have to have Chewbacca. I have mixed feelings about this idea. It'll make a ton of money, but I hate to see another actor play that part other than Harrison Ford. Star Wars The Force Awakens with Harrison Ford as the character of Han Solo hits theaters, as we've been saying, next Christmas. And one other bit of news, The Wolf of Wall Street was the most pirated movie of 2014, Doug, with illegal downloads totaling 30 million times. That's about 714. That's about $200 million in revenue lost for Universal Pictures on that film. It's just part of the business model now, unfortunately.
The interview was downloaded 2 million times since last Wednesday. Can you imagine?
Yeah. A lot of that paid, though, but also illegal also.
Right, yeah. All right. There's Chuck Curry. He's absolutely legal. Otherwise, he wouldn't be here. We have only legal people whose voices are heard on Good Day. 59 past the hour now.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.